out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, maybe crabdiving.com. Wherever you're sucking us in, we appreciate the tap dancing fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours talking about Trump and shit and shit and shit. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer and shit and shit and shit, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Lots going on. Lots happened over the weekend. It's a beautiful, lovely day here in the panhandle of Floridia.
Oh, yes. No hurricanes.
As the Caribbean, not so lucky as the next one tees up and gets ready to rake itself across.
Related to global warming or no? Yes or no?
One would argue
yes
that the increased amount and strength ferocity of these nasty storms could be attributable to climate change.
Dang, that shit's for real. That's what they said in Florida when that storm rolled in.
Yes.
I imagine.
Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show if you'd like, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool, fun people hang out.
That's right.
And share memes and stories and shit that we talk about here on the show, shit that we don't talk about.
That's right.
So go over there, like us, spread us, enjoy the crabs. Don't forget if you want.
Oh, I was just going to say, tell your friends about us. Yes. You know, I hear people all the time, I don't have a podcast to listen to. I need something to listen to. Listen to our fucking show. Why not?
Help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Buy shit through our Amazon hole. We don't bombard your ears with any advertisements or any shit like that. But if you want to help us out, you can buy shit through Amazon, but go through our link and we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste.
We get paid, baby.
And helps us out here. We can, as the magic computer of crab diving takes its sweet tap dancing fucking time.
Fucking gateway motherfucker load.
We can start to see what is in the headlines for today, I guess, and then get to the fun.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, September 18th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
Jeez. Are your headlines?
I fucking hate when you click on something and then the fucking video comes on whether I want it to or not. Maybe I'm trying to be discreet. Maybe I'm at the workplace and I don't need your shit just fucking all of a sudden coming on.
Good news for the Hollywood hick. I guess the next Chrome version coming out of a browser will automatically mute
Autoplay
videos, which I am more than for.
But it won't stop them. It'll just mute the sound.
I believe so.
So then your computer's still going to be using resources to play this video bullshit.
Right.
I fucking hate that.
Some bullshit.
Right.
The headline over to the commie pinko liberal.
It fate.
HuffPo.
Eat my dick.
Uh-oh. You know, there's a new version of Trump Care out there.
Oh,
sponsored
yes.
by none other than the coquettish
Ooh.
Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham.
Oh, jeez.
Who put forth the, I believe it's called the McCain, who's that other dude? Cassidy. The McCain, right. Not the McCain, the Graham-Cassidy bill. It's, you know, repeal and replace. It's basically
It's odd to me. It doesn't seem like Lindsey has it in him to do a health care bill. Doesn't he just care about blowing the fuck up out of Iran and shit like that?
A multitasker.
Multi. Jeez, Lindsey.
Arizona's governor now has endorsed a last-minute effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
Why?
Potentially giving a key skeptic of past repeal efforts, Senator John McCain, more reason to vote yes this time.
Oh, shit.
Doug Ducey, the governor there, tweeted Monday that he supports this legislation.
So this would get rid of Obamacare.
McCain cast a decisive vote against the repeal in July. He's considered a key senator to watch for this latest bill. After Governor Ducey's announcement, he told reporters he's still not convinced to go for it yet.
Oh, jeez. He's just not. He hasn't made up his mind.
McCain has repeatedly raised objections to the rushed process of writing repeal legislation. This is the same thing with this Cassidy Graham bullshit. They literally have until the end of the month when the fast track that they passed, ram it down our gullets legislation, will expire. And these guys are trying to sneak this in under the wire. And from what we're seeing already, they're trying to rush it to the CBO. But it almost looks worse than one of the ones that they had before.
Then why would they do it? If it looks worse, why would they rush it to the CBO just to have another fail? To show they're doing something? Or like, hey, we tried?
I guess. Cassidy and Graham introduced their bill in late July, but got almost no public attention until last week. It calls for replacing the ACA with direct grants to the states, block grants, horrible. The money to states would decline over time. In 2027, it would disappear unless Congress appropriated it anew.
There's no way this is going to pass, right? There's just no fucking way.
I don't know about that one.
Right.
They came up only one vote short, remember, last time.
Right. But is this... See, but this will look like they're actually working together to come out with some sort of compromise. And that might be enough to sell it to the American people, right?
But like, they're not. No, this is Republicans. This has nothing to do with...
No, but the perception could be that they went away. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, to the public,
right?
The perception could be, well, our party went away. They listened to the people. They figured out what didn't work.
Which they didn't, because they put this out 2 months ago.
Oh, so it's the same fucking thing.
Well, this is, right after, I think, Obamacare... The repeal and replace ultimately went tits up. They
tits
moves up, I should say. White man moves up.
A move off.
They threw this dung out there, and just all of a sudden now it's gaining some steam.
Okay, great.
The particulars of this legislation, says over at the HuffPo, differ from those of prior repeal efforts, but independent analysts have said the effects would broadly be the same.
Anal. Does it cover anal or no?
Government spending would come down, but fewer people will have health care insurance.
Yay! Wow.
It also really fucks in the pooper without permission. The people with pre-existing conditions. Fuck you. Sorry.
What is
too
the
bad.
Fucking point? God. What the fuck, man? I mean, you know, what's the point? What's the point in redoing it? Just say, hey, this is the same shit we did last time.
Right.
It's garbage.
So we'll see. All over the internets, the social medias.
Fuck you.
All the smart people with empathy are tweeting out and urging folks to call their senators. Don't tweet them. Don't send them emails. Nobody gives a fuck about that.
No. With their phone ringing.
What really seems to, kick these people in the guts is that when their phones actually ring.
You know, to the person I was chatting with last night, the Bernie bro at the Azalea over there in Pensacola, and I'll say this, had Hillary been elected, you dickhead, we wouldn't be doing this. We wouldn't be having this conversation, would we?
Bernie bro.
Do you know what I did? Would we be having this conversation?
No.
God, what a fucking idiot. And this guy voted for Jill fucking Stein.
So far, one senator, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, has already said he opposes it, but he opposes it. We're happy he opposes it. He opposes it for the wrong reason because he thinks it doesn't go far enough to pull the black to pull Obamacare out of legislation.
Is there anyone in the GOP not cripplingly racist, not totally fucking racist, just not hung up on skin color?
Maybe. But those they don't care about it,
right?
At the very least,
they can compartmentalize.
Planned Parenthood on Monday issued a statement strongly condemning the proposal, saying this is the worst Obamacare repeal yet.
It's the worst one.
So we'll see. The status of other wavering GOP senators is less clear. The final bill in July got 49 Republican votes. That was that so-called skinny bill.
Oh, yes.
Which only repealed a handful of Obamacare provisions. But we'll see. All the other repeal bills that came out fell well short of 50.
Right.
All those had actual policy details giving Republicans reasons to oppose them. This is the kind of bill that has precisely those kind of details in it. Also, remember, the skinny bill was like, we're going to work on it. So let's vote for this.
Even calling it the skinny bill, I mean, it doesn't even sound good.
Right.
Why don't you just call it the cheap, shitty one that won't do anything for you.
So there you go, humans. Contact thine senators because... you gotta, especially if you're in one of these purpley states, especially if you have a Republican for senator and not a bat, not like here. It's not like we're going to call Rubio here. Be like, yo, Mark, how's about not voting for that? Because he, of course, is going to bend over backwards.
You know, he's getting that new, Apple iPhone, right?
Marco Rubio?
Yeah, it's waterproof. He can bring it.
Foam party,
and the foam parties. It won't matter if he gets soap in the speaker like usual. He's going to love it.
So call your representatives.
God.
The senators for now.
I'm so mad at people that voted for Jill Stein but couldn't vote for Hillary because they were pissed off at the DNC for what they did to Bernie.
I don't mind if they ideologically voted for Jill Stein from the outset, if you're a Green Party person, I don't have a problem with that. But again, if you did say, I don't know. I guess
it's white privilege.
They voted for her. I don't understand the people that voted Trump.
Yeah.
After having voted for Bernie. That's beyond baffling.
Well, that's stupidity.
Yeah.
That's moronitude. Right. But this Jill Stein vote is, you could argue that it's an exercise in white privilege. You know, if you're a white progressive, you're like, well, you know, I'm going to throw my vote away. I'm going to vote for fucking Jill Stein. But what about my black friends and my gay friends and my trans friends? And what if Trump gets elected? How will their life be under Trump? Different than yours.
Yeah.
And you don't give a fuck. I mean, that's the truth.
Susan Sarandon, right? I don't think she voted for Trump. I think she, or did she? I know she wouldn't vote for Hillary.
I mean, I never heard anyone say that they're, anyone that says Trump and Hillary were equally corrupt, I never really could hear anyone quantify that, really express what that means or explain it other than just saying they're equally corrupt. Beyond that, they couldn't really show how they are. I mean, I mean, this guy
They would rattle off a long list of Hillary.
Well, I mean, the thing with Hillary,
but
I get it.
Are real.
They'll say she's a warmonger. She voted for the Iraq war. You know,
everybody did except Obama.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just stupid. It's just so fucking stupid. And look where we are now. It's a mess.
The headline over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you, boy.
A whole lot of not thinking going on.
Hey, man.
Oh, this is interesting. There is a photograph of lunkhead Fox, quote, news, unquote,
hey,
host himself, Sean Hannity.
Oh, yes. Did he ever find his neck?
And they're still looking.
Jeez.
He's still doing
shoved his, up his ass
martial arts.
Is he really?
Oh, big time.
What is he, a black belt in a...
No, he's a cunt belt.
Fuckface-itis? He's a cunt belt?
Yeah.
What color? I mean, what does that look like? It doesn't matter. A cunt belt.
The Laura Ingraham.
Oh, God.
She's quite a piece of work. Has finally signed on again with Fox News Channel.
Yay!
Beginning October 30th, her show, The Ingraham Angle.
Gross. That's so stupid.
It will be weeknights at 10, and they're going to move Hannity up an hour to take on Rachel Maddow.
Bam, baby! The culture war is on!
They're moving the 5 all the way back to its original 5 o'clock time slot. Apparently, the slide 5 wasn't doing so well,
right,
against Rachel Maddow.
Do you think there was anybody that like watches Hannity and they're like, oh, man, right after Hannity, I switch it right on over to Maddow?
Yeah,
I bet there are.
Well, it's
though.
Gonna be the same time.
What?
They're gonna be on at the same time now.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But before, I'm just saying. Do you
oh,
think...
it was Maddow first, right? Then Hannity.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine there's some Fox watchers that switch over to Maddow to watch, you know, to see what she's saying, because she's really. I mean, the people at MSNBC are really covering that Russia thing properly, and if you give a fuck, what's? I mean, you know, you might be curious.
It's so crazy to me. Watching Maddow, and then you listen to some of the right-wing lunatics on social media about, like, screaming crazy Rachel Maddow, and I'm like, I've never seen her be, like, more than excited, you know, maybe don't a little nerdy-giddy.
Don't you think she's even-tempered?
Well, yeah. I don't understand that at all.
You compare her to other fucking newscasters. I mean, you know, Lawrence O'Donnell is a little condescending. Chris Matthews yells sometimes.
But she's got a vagina, so...
Oh, that's right. So she's bitchy.
So, of course, she's unhinged and crazy and out of control. Ooh. When she actually has an opinion.
God. There's nothing crazy about her. Do you think there's anything really loony about Rachel Maddow? I think
she's...
All she does is that show.
Yeah, she admits herself she's boring. If it's that's all she does is her work, and she's way into politics and shit.
Right. You're telling me she doesn't have evenings where she takes her partner, grabs her by the wrist, and tosses her down the stairs and then beats her like O'Reilly does?
Grabs her by the hair.
Drags her across
the
room.
You know, maybe that's what they're into. But
they role play.
Allegedly.
I doubt it.
Dildo O'Reilly's wasn't consensual.
Right.
There you go. It's the headlines, ladies and germs, for today. I got a lot of other fun stuff to go to.
Hell yeah, boy!
The question of the day is, how do you feel about Sean Spicer's appearance on the Emmys?
Oh, geez. Great.
There are, it seems to be, if you didn't watch, which I don't know how many did.
Yes.
I know last year's was like the lowest rated.
No.
Emmys in a long time. I don't know if this one... I don't have the numbers yet for it.
I did see a headline on Fox News that says, was Trump bashing the reason the Emmys, the ratings were so low?
Oh, boy.
So you know the ratings were probably good.
The headline over at the HuffPo about the story says, angry viewers are in no mood to laugh at Sean Spicer's Emmy jokes. So, Stephen Colbert said something about the ratings. He said, I don't know. It seems like a really big crowd. It might be, I don't know. I don't know anything. You know, is there a way we could measure the size of this crowd? Or does anybody have any ideas? Sean? And out comes Sean Spicer with his roving podium to the gasps and laughs of the audience. And he said, there will never be a bigger audience, period.
Yeah.
And then laughed, and then they left, and that's it. There's all kinds of pictures of him, like, backstage, hugging and kissing celebrities,
who now all
are tainted. There's a picture of James Corden, you know, the late night host,
yeah,
British dude, kissing Spicy on the cheek.
I'm not touching
and
that.
And now, well, now there's a million tweets about James Corden. They've lost me. I'm not watching James Corden anymore. You see, kiss Sean Spicer.
Hey, well, James, you know, you kiss the enemy. Whatever. I mean, to a lot of people, I mean, God, he's a fucking fascist. He supported a fascist.
Daily Kos staff writer Gabe Ortiz tweeted, are we trying to normalize Sean Spicer already?
That's exactly what the fuck it is. That is exactly what it is.
John Favreau, not the, I believe the former White House official, not the the actor one, actor-director one.
Yeah.
Said Harvard fellowships, Emmy appearances, huge speaking fees. There's just going to be no penalty for working in Trump's White House, huh?
Right. Nothing. God, that is such bullshit. This guy, this Spicy, went out there and said a bunch of bullshit, propped up a strong man. I mean, I don't know. Like somebody, I guess somebody's got to have that job. But no, you don't. You don't have to take it.
I guess in one of the after parties, the Hollywood Reporter. Reporter, a Hollywood reporter, yes. Chris Gardner, took some pictures and
that's
said,
tough.
What pariah? Sean Spicer is getting mobbed in Emmy's lobby. Oh, it's the lobby. Posing for pics, drinking beer, soaking up all the attention after his onstage appearance. They all loved him.
Oh, yes. I mean, I don't know. What do you think about it? I mean, don't you think they are humanizing the Trump administration. I mean, this guy needs to answer for what he did. He very well might have to answer for some shit he did for Trump's administration.
Here's a journalist who lives in Brooklyn and Beirut.
Oh, yes.
Has written for Newsweek, NBC, Harper's, New York Magazine, Atlantic, Vice, Foreign Policy. She tweeted out, I've reported in 5 conflict zones, wrote a book, and still have trouble getting men to take me seriously, but Sean Spicer works at Harvard now.
Oh, my God. It's fucked up, you know?
Some people are saying, what fun to watch Spicer having a sense of humor about all the times he lied to the American public.
Right.
Good sport.
I mean, you know, he knows he lied when he was talking about the crowds at the inauguration. You know, talking about the wall, the Muslim ban. He sold a lot of that shit to the
Day
American
one
people.
Is the joke he made last night?
What was that?
His first day was, listen, it was the biggest audience,
right.
Period.
God. And he's making a joke about it.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Allegedly, he claims that he regrets.
But you know that, what, man?
But he says it was my job. I had to.
No, but you didn't have to
do that job, right?
Right. You don't have to take that job. If you're the press secretary for the White House, I'm sure you can find other lines of work if you don't want to prop up this evil, racist misogynist.
Actor Zach Braff tweeted, I'm not ready to laugh with Sean Spicer. I think he is an evil, opportunistic liar that hurt our country.
Bam. There you go. That's the right answer.
Sarah Lerner tweeted, Steve Bannon got a 60 Minutes feature, and Sean Spicer got an Emmys cameo, but Hillary Clinton needs to shut up and go away?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck this. That is insane. She can't even say she felt, like, creeped out when she was on the stage with Trump. Lots of people feel freaked out, creeped out around Trump.
Sarah Amy Harvard tweeted, Sean Spicer's stint in the Emmys just reminds me that Hollywood will always reward whiteness and racism despite how destructive or dangerous.
Right.
And then Cal Penn, who you may remember was an actor who he was on House.
Right. And he killed himself, his character. Didn't he?
Spoiler alert.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. I'm sorry, guys.
And then he went to work for the Obama White House.
Right.
Acting again. He may also know him as Kumar from Harold and Kumar. He tweeted, Sean Spicer can normalize himself in good fun, but he still passionately advocated against human rights, healthcare, and American values.
There you go. See, we have a fucked up, like, idea of racism in this country. You know what I mean? Like, everybody has this amazing ability to compartmentalize it and put it away when we're all at fun things like, you know, the Emmys. Or the Jimmy Fallon show. Let's all just fucking get along.
Tony Poznanski. Yeah, tweeted, I can't normalize a man who lied for months and called concentration camps Holocaust centers. Remember that one?
Fucking God.
At the Holocaust centers.
You know what? I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That sucks.
So there you go. Mixed feelings about Spicy. And the right wing is pissed at him. Nobody likes him. The right wing's mad at him now because they're like, how dare you go on that evil cuckfest of homosexuals and baby killers.
Right.
Hollywood. Out of touch Hollywood.
But, you know, it's kind of fucked up. So Trump's got all these people in his cabinet in the White House working for him, helping to sell, like, all these policies based on fiction. And so you have to figure these people working for him are able to accept the lie and sell it to the American people, and they're okay with that?
I think there was a Fox turd pundit who said something about the press secretary's job is to go out there and lie for the administration.
What?
Right. No.
I mean, it's not. They're working for the country.
Well, one would hope.
And if the president wants you to say something that goes against your beliefs or makes you feel uncomfortable, or you don't want to feel like you have to compromise your principles, then you resign, right? Or you just say, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to lie for you.
Yes.
I mean, does he get a pass just because he has to say what Trump tells him to say? I mean,
well, no, quit.
Yeah,
you're supposed to say, that's a lie, I quit.
Right. I don't want to support that.
I don't care if it's day one. If Schindler points at the inauguration picture and says, that's more than Obama had, and you're like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
And he says, you're going to tell everybody it is, goddammit, or you're fired, then I'm sorry, I resign.
It didn't even say he won by the largest electoral margin in history for a GOP candidate or some shit like that.
Right. And then Peter Alexander from MSNBC has that famous scene where he stood up at the first press conference and said, you said that you won by the biggest electoral. He goes, I meant Republicans. And then he keeps going, George Bush won by this many votes.
Yeah.
This much electoral. George H.W. Bush won by this. And Trump is like, I don't know, I got those numbers from somewhere, but you would admit it's a substantial victory.
You're right.
And Peter Alexander, best line ever, said, you're the president.
Right. I mean, Spicy using his that charisma, his personality, to sell Schindler's bullshit. I mean, that's pretty fucking evil. Right.
And hopefully if the president asks you to lie, you would say, no, sir, I quit.
Right. I quit.
Not Republicans, though.
Oh, no.
That's not how that works.
They don't give a fuck.
The current Republicans.
I mean, they're so happy to get a fucking lunatic president that they think they could use to get what they want.
Write this down, folks. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That's the that's the number to the Senate.
Yes.
Call and say you want the senator from whatever state you are from, or ask for your senator specifically, and they will route you, and you tell them, no.
We don't want this
Vote no on Graham Cassidy. No, no, no.
I mean, is he going to pass anything? Is he going to give any fucking legislative victories to this Schindler?
They're now saying that the CBO might not be able to even score it in time. And that they might try to change the rules and pass it without a CBO score. Can you imagine the Democrats even remotely trying to do something like that?
Of course not.
These fuckers are trying to ram something through without having it scored, without having the parliamentarian look at it.
This is the party of fuck you, fuck off.
Cheating.
They don't care. They obviously don't want someone to... The Republicans don't want you to see what's in the fucking health bill. They don't want the CBO people to see what's in the fucking thing. I mean, do you think it's calculated that they waited this late, that the CBO, they might not have time?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
And now they can just change the fucking rules?
It's been out. I think they just decided to resurrect it in the last couple of weeks.
God.
They thought, well, maybe we'll try a Hail Mary on this.
Jesus.
Maybe Trump will tweet something stupid and we'll be able to distract people.
God.
Like a picture of a GIF file of him hitting a golf shot and knocking Hillary Clinton over. Horrible.
I mean, you know, listen, I laughed at it. It's funny. It's cut together in a funny way.
Well, it's funny in a slapsticky kind of way. And if it was,
if my uncle if said it was that an accident, to me, yes, and it, you know, you could laugh at it. Or if a friend sent it to you, it's funny.
The president needs to not be sending shit out like that.
He retweeted that. So that just makes me think he just sits around on Twitter looking for anti-Hillary shit to retweet. I mean, how
he was
else?
On a retweet flurry, that's for sure. He retweeted about five or six things in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
All about making himself great.
Ooh.
Look how great I am. Look how great this person thinks I am. I'm going to retweet that.
Right. All these people that think you're great, they're white supremacists.
Yes.
Just like you.
So there you go, Spicy. Getting a little bit of a redemption, possibly.
I mean, there's no way in hell history is going to look favorably upon anyone that served the Shitler. There's just no fucking way. That's always going to be a mark.
I can't imagine. I mean, do they really think it will? That's the crazy thing. Are they that deluded that they think that they're in the right and that they're the march for history and everyone's going to love them down in the next 100 years? Does Mitch McConnell think he's going to go down in history as a force of good?
How? No fucking
How?
Way. How? Look at Reagan. Look at Reagan. That motherfucker was loved by the GOP.
Yeah, still some.
His name is all over airports and shit. You know what I mean? They deify this motherfucker. And as time goes on, he's becoming less and less of a hero. And right. People are starting to see what his policies really have done to the fucking country. I think Trump is going to be worse. The more time we get before between this orange taint and, you know, the future, his presidency is going to look worse and worse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I hope if there is a future.
Right. Perfect.
I've got a story. Yeah. God, there's so much. This happened over the weekend. This was on the CNN.
Yes.
Fake news.
You're fake news.
You're fake news. CNN journalist host Brooke Baldwin.
Yes.
Had a segment where they were talking about the Jemele Hill controversy, where the ESPN host tweeted out on her own private account that Trump is a white supremacist. got in troubles with ESPN. They did not fire her, though, even though the White House creepily called for it. By the way, did you see some Democrats have filed an ethics violation on Sarah Huckabee?
Oh, I saw that.
For calling for the firing of Jemele Hill.
It's creepy.
All right. Shut the fuck up. It's not your choice. I mean, the government, you shut the fuck up about what's going on in a private company.
They're bullies.
Here is, she had on, let's see, what's this guy's name here? There's Keith Reed, who works for, I don't know who Keith Reed works for. It's a threesome here on the screen. It's Brooke Baldwin. This Keith Reed, and this other guy, his name is Clay Travis, and he works for Fox Sports.
Fuck you, boy.
Listen to what Clay Travis has to say.
Oh, shit.
Wait a second. Let me fast forward here. I wrote down. What time did I write down to go to? 1:10. 1 minute and 10 seconds in, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
First Amendment, absolutely.
Okay, well, let me back up.
And that had absolutely nothing to do with sports. And they said, look, you can't have this opinion. It's too conservative. We're not going to allow it.
Oh, I think so he's whining that they fired Kurt Schilling.
Oh, my God.
And they said, you're not allowed to have, you know, the way he couched that. He said, you're not allowed to have that conservative view.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Kurt Schilling was... He said some Islamophobic things. He said some
homophobic
things.
Oh,
yeah. Some weird fucking racist things. He made a joke about lynching, didn't he?
But this guy's saying, well, they fired Kurt Schilling, so they need to fire this black bitch. I mean, they need to fire this woman.
There's equal sides. That's what they're trying to say.
They said, look, you can't have this opinion. It's too conservative. We're not going to allow it. I think that's a bad move. I'm a First Amendment absolutist. I believe in only two things completely, the First Amendment and boobs.
What?
Look on the faces of Brooke Baldwin and the other gentleman, Keith Reed, right now in the next following seconds are priceless. So, wait, what did he just say?
And boobs.
He absolutist. I believe in only two things completely, the First Amendment and boobs. And so once they made the decision that they were not going to allow a conservative, non-sports-related commentary, they couldn't do it either.
I just want to make sure I heard you correctly as a woman anchoring the show. Did you say, what did you just say? You believe in the First Amendment and BWBS?
Boobs. Two.
She can't believe it.
What a fucking idiot.
What a dumbass.
Yeah, boobs. Yeah, boobs, you know.
What channel is this? Is ESPN?
CNN.
CNN.
And he's a Fox sports analyst being asked about the controversy from ESPN.
This is nuts.
There's only two things I believe in. Shit. The First Amendment and boobs.
What a dickhead.
God, this is what's wrong with the country.
I don't understand. Why? How would he even think of that?
I don't know.
Why the fuck would he say that?
You're on CNN.
He only believes in the First Amendment and boobs.
Right. If you're on the Daily Upper Decker, rock that out.
Yes. By the way, listen to the Daily Upper Decker, 8 p.m.
Every night streaming, or go iTunes and Stitcher.
Yeah. Fantasy football info on there now, I believe.
And the football preview for the NFL season. So Keith Reed now is laughing. He's like, in the third screen, he's
good
like,
Christ.
What's going on here?
What an idiot.
Amendment and BWBS?
Boobs. Two things that have only never let me down in this entire country's history. The First Amendment and boobs. So those are the only two things I believe in absolutely in the country. And so I don't think Jemele Hill should be fired, but I do think straight up that once you make the decision that you are going to let Curt Schilling go, that you have to.
Oh, my God.
She's losing her mind, by the way, in the center. The host of the show is looking around the studio like, did I just hear this? Is this what happened? She's flabbergasted.
She said an African-American woman stated that our president is a white supremacist.
Yes.
And it's not out of a void. There's reasons you could think that. You could actually go back and find citations that maybe support that. What Curt Schilling has said in the past, Google it. Look it up.
Well, you could.
It's horrific.
How about housing department warrants from the 70s that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That prove that
he's racist.
He does
racist shit.
He and Daddykins refuse to. I like to call him Daddy, and he likes it when I call him Daddy. Just like I like it when Ivanka calls me Daddy.
I mean, Curt Schilling said some racist and really exclusionary things that really didn't make any fucking sense. Just Islamophobia, a bunch of bullshit. God, Curt Schilling's garbage.
To also make the decision that you're going to let Jemele Hill go. I think that's a bad decision. I think ESPN has made bad decisions that have led to 13 million subscribers bailing on the network. They've made bad decisions that have led to ratings collapsing. Jemele Hill's television show is collapsing. Ratings were down 20% last week over last
Very
year.
Hilarious.
I think that's why she's angry. I think that's why she went after Donald Trump. She's begging for ESPN to fire her so she can work somewhere else.
What?
Okay. Okay. Keith, what do you think?
I'm astonished at almost everything I just heard. One of the things that, and Jemele's a personal friend, not just a colleague, but a personal friend. One of the things that Jemele's had to deal with her entire career, and many women who I'm friends with in this business and have been friends with in this business for a long time, is sexism, blatant sexism, comments about her appearance, comments about her racially, comments about her.
Maybe some white guy, some white lunkhead saying, I trust two things, the First Amendment and boobs.
God damn it.
And I have a feeling, Snowflake, that being a Trump pansy, you trust the Second Amendment a lot more than you trust that First Amendment.
His universe doesn't just include him screaming out whatever he wants to at the top of his lungs and then tits just free-floating around in the ether. You're right. He believes in guns.
Appearance comments about her.
Did he think he was just he was going to get a big old laugh out of this?
Yeah.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
You could tell right before he said it, he was whole, and boobs. You could tell.
I trust boobs.
I've never heard anybody so confident.
Racially comments about her inability or perceived inability to be able to comment on sports because of her gender. For somebody to come on CNN and to say something like the only...
So listen to Keith Reed, who is a former ESPN senior editor, used to be on ESPN.
He's out of
his mind. Being an articulate adult, listing all these things, and this other ass fuck gets on here and says, I like First Amendment and boobs.
It doesn't make any sense. You know, it's just so fucking stupid. And what, you know.
And they wonder why we laugh at them. The tiki torch waivers. This is you, tiki torchers. This is you.
I mean, you know, it would be one thing if he tried to make, like, a reasonable point why he thought what she said was wrong. But say, like, I like tits. Just.
I like First Amendment
and boobs
and Kurt Schilling.
What a sad group of things to be into. What's your hobbies? Tits, the First Amendment, and that racist picture.
MAGA.
With the bloody sock.
MAGA.
God damn it.
They're so stupid. Boobs. What? How old are you?
How old
is this man?
This guy's an idiot. I mean...
Her racially comments about her inability or perceived inability to be able to comment on sports because of her gender.
For somebody
to come on CNN and to say something like, the only thing I believe in a discussion
I'm
about
just,
something.
I'm still there, too, and I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly.
Brooke Baldwin.
She can't get over it.
Brooke Baldwin is like, wait a minute.
It's bizarre.
You really meant boobs, like tits, knockers, right?
Yeah.
Not what she's going to say.
Come on CNN and to say something like, the only thing I believe in a discussion
I'm
about
just,
something.
I'm still there, too. And I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly. B O O Z E or B O O B S. Because as a woman, I'm
as in boobs. I believe completely in the First Amendment and in boobs. Those are the only two things I believe 100% in this country. And by the way, Jamel has absolutely nothing
here,
to do with her background
CNN,
at all. Did you notice that? He went straight to that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I did go straight to that.
Why would you even say that live on national television and with a female host?
I say it live on the radio all the time because it's...
I'm a dickbag on my radio show on Fox all the time.
You're a fucking idiot. Now I want to go hear what this guy says on Fox, all his stupid fucking listeners. My God, what an idiot.
I love boobs.
What if you're his family? What if you're his children? Daddy's on CNN today, and he says, the only thing I believe on this planet, I believe in tits.
You know,
the First Amendment.
You
what about
what?
Me, Daddy?
I say cunt on this show a lot.
Do you believe in it?
I would know damn well not to use anything like that on CNN. I wouldn't go into somebody else's show and speak the way we do here.
But you're not going to say that. You never make a comment like that, though.
I like boobs.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so stupid and sexist and dumb. And dumb as fuck. I mean, it's so...
On national television and with a female host.
In a serious news segment on a serious news network.
Yes.
About a serious issue.
Right.
And this guy goes, I trust First Amendment, bud.
I mean, you know, I think Jamel... did a good thing for the country. I think bringing attention to the fact that we do have a racist white supremacist president is an important thing to say, especially when the Emmys are trying to normalize all these fucking Trumpalos.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. I mean, Jamel, you know, that's no good thing for her to do, right? I mean, she had to have known what she was doing when she did it. Like, this would put her job at risk. You know, it's a sacrifice, and good for her. She did it, that, you know.
Or she lost her mind and just tweeted. She couldn't handle it anymore.
Right. Fuck this.
National television and with a female host.
I say it live on the radio all the time because it's true and that's what I do. Because I like boobs and the First Amendment, which is exactly what I said.
Listen, Brooke, I think that speaks for itself. I love the First Amendment as well. I also love women, and as
you don't love boobs too.
I'm not going
to
talk about
ignoring
that
him.
On television.
You don't love boobs too. I like to stick my face between them and go.
I love boobies.
Listen, dickhead. People tune in to CNN to hear the fucking news. Now they're watching this guy say boobs. Yeah, I don't have a problem with boobs. I don't have a problem with somebody saying
what
boobs.
What embarrassment. Like you said, I mean, if anyone's related to them, this moron, they're humiliated.
I mean, why is he saying that? Because he likes Jamel's boobs? I mean, what is the point of... Why bring that up? What's he trying to say? I like the fact that she's able to say that. I like her tits. Whose tits? Whose tits is he referring to? Just tits in general?
I think, yes.
The royal we of titties.
The generic. The sea, the ocean of breastises that we have on the world.
That speaks for itself. I love the First Amendment as well. I also love women, and as
you don't love boobs too.
I'm not gonna.
What about clits?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about clitties?
Hey.
Little men in the boat. Blah, 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 blah. What do you think, huh?
What about big dicks? You like big cocks, big swinging cocks?
The amendment as well. I also love women, and as
you don't love boobs too.
I'm not going to talk about that on television because it's irrelevant to the topic. It shouldn't be brought up here.
Why not?
I am a supporter of women in their careers. I'm a supporter and a staunch supporter of women like Brooke. Who I've shared the air.
What's wrong with talk? Brooke, you got tits, right? You've got boobs. What's wrong with it?
Think about this, dude. He's having to explain. A guy on CNN is having to explain to a fellow journalist on air why it's odd that he says, I love boobs in the middle of a report about this. It's odd. You're weird. I mean, what the fuck?
Supporter of women in their...
And he's Fox. I mean, need you say more?
Absolutely not. If he had said that at Fox, nobody would have noticed. Brit Hume would have been like, I like tits too. Let me start jacking it.
Careers,
you're just the Ainsley.
And a staunch supporter of women like Brooke, who I've shared the airwaves with before, and like Jamel, who is a personal friend of mine for a long time, and to have anatomy brought up, to have anyone's anatomy brought up in this conversation.
I'm done. This is done. This is conversation over. Yanking mics. Bye. See ya. That was entirely inappropriate, and it just took me. Forgive me that it took me a second. It's like live television happens, and you think you hear something, but you're not entirely sure.
Plus, a producer in your ear finally was like, "Get out of this." Get out of this.
Yeah, or maybe, you know, skewer that guy some more. It's interesting, you know, making
it. Forgive me that it took me a second. It's like live television happens and you think you hear something, but you're not entirely sure. And then you realize it happens. So I apologize for him and that. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
There you go.
God.
Another Fox lunatic classing it up.
Do you think that dickhead has kids? What? How does that? I mean, I don't mean to be an asshole or anything, but, you know.
Clay Travis.
Clay, your kid saw that.
Boobs. I mean,
what if your kid said, hey, listen, daddy, the only thing I value in this world are titties and my right to say whatever the fuck
then
I
know he's not a faggot.
Right.
That makes me happy.
Oh, good.
I like boobs.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine you're a news anchor at CNN? You know, it's a heavily, it's sexist. It's sexism. You got to fight a lot of bullshit to get where you are. And now some dude's saying, you know, hey, nice tits. Or whatever. It's just bizarre.
He's got 466,000 followers on Twitter.
Who's he? This guy?
Clay
Boobs?
Travis.
Jesus. What an...
He tweeted how CNN created faux rage when I said boobs.
You know, it wasn't faux rage. I understood both of their points. The other two anchors. They made sense. I get it. You know? It didn't seem like faux rage to me. It didn't even seem like rage. It seemed like, God, you know, if I had been on air, I don't know that I would have heard that because it just would be, my mind would be like, there's no way the guy said I like boobs.
Both CNN host and guest were total hypocrites who were immediately caught in lies. Pure destruction of both.
That sucks, you know, because most of his followers are just going to believe him.
Oh, yeah, look at how I schooled these libtards.
I can't even say I like boobs randomly on the air.
It's un-American. You're un-American if you don't like boobs.
An African-American woman, a journalist, said Trump is a white supremacist. That's the story.
Yeah, he's a load. He wrote something called Dixieland Delight.
You know what? Hell yeah.
Yeah, he's on Outkick Radio, 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday.
Jeez.
He's weekdays on Fox Sports.
For 3 hours.
Every day, for 3 fucking hours. Dad of 3 boys.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
I'm raising rapists.
You, well, right.
Shit, man. Yeah. Dude, you got to teach your kids differently. You got to teach your kids that, you know, boobs just aren't. I don't know. I love boobs. You fucking idiot.
Yeah, one of his kids will be testifying in court. He swears she was sober.
Yeah.
And she said yes.
See, I think it's weird because one of the few times I imagine if you're a sports journalist, how many times are you on ESPN and you actually can talk about something? How much airtime do you actually get? This guy used that valuable time with, hey, guys, in case you were wondering. I wonder if boobies.
I wonder if this is a CNN producer fail. Like, I wonder if this guy is.
Oh, yeah.
If this is this guy.
Right.
He's their morning shock jock on fucking ESPN radio or Fox Radio, Fox Sports Radio in the morning. You know what I mean?
That would cross my mind. If you were.
And I wonder if they, like, just should have known. Well, I mean, Howard, you know, Howard, well, knew Howard Stern, he would behave. You wouldn't have old Howard Stern.
No.
On your civilized show.
Of course
not. And expect a serious discussion. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe this guy has been on before and just never.
Not that it makes him less of an ass fighter.
No. But maybe he just has never been allowed to shine and this was his moment.
Because he should have been able to. Yeah, he should have been able to. Be a human for 5 minutes.
He can't, though.
Hey.
I imagine him on this show that, whatever, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, 15 hours of that cunt.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
He's defending Curt Schilling. Like crazy.
Curt Schilling's a piece of shit.
Load.
I don't even Load. Give a fuck. I say keep him out of the Hall of Fame on fucking principle. I don't even give a fuck.
Remember when Curt Schilling had that pro-Trump, pro Curt Schilling possibly for Senate rally and like literally 4 people showed up.
God.
An outdoor rally and there were like, like a handful of people.
Oh my God. So if Curt Schilling ran for Senate, would he be running against
Elizabeth Warren?
Elizabeth Warren. Come yeah. on.
Pocahontas.
Do it, Kurt. He wouldn't win.
I would.
There's no way. Look at me for a second.
I would not want to see him win the. No.
You're telling me. Look at me.
Not Massachusetts.
I need 2 things right now. Number one, Curt Schilling will never be in the Senate, right?
Well, Promise. Now, wait a minute. He might move to like Mississippi or something. Oh. You can't restrict me to Massachusetts.
It just seems like a bad state for him. If you move to Alabama, dickhead.
Well, I don't know. They got Roy Moore. He's going to be tough to beat.
Like, and the other thing is this Kid Rock. Come on. Right. He's a dickhead. I hate him. Listen, his music sucks. If you listen to this show and you like Kid Rock music, you know, listen to some Neil Young. Go
well,
expand
your fucking
horizons.
I wouldn't open a Kid Rock Pandora station, but
I've
occasionally heard the fun Kid Rock song. He's just that country rockish mixed with fucking rap, kind of
you know,
weird.
You know what I'm going to say?
Doesn't know what genre he's in, but there's the occasional Kid Rock song that's entertaining.
You've been listening to music and you're like, oh, that's a great song. And you thought it was Kid Rock, but it was like somebody else.
Cat Scratch Fever is a good song.
That is not by Kid Rock.
But I'm drawing a moral equivalent as another shitbag.
Oh, yeah.
Who's
that? Is that Ted Nugent?
That's Nugent.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I learned that on the guitar when I took lessons. 1, 3, 5. I can almost remember it. 5, 3, 1. God. This is one of the only things I know how to play on the guitar that makes me sad.
Ted Nugent.
I'm going to cut my hands off right now.
You should learn. You have to know Stairway to Heaven. That's if,
I don't know
if you
that.
Can pick up a guitar, you have to know how to play that.
I can barely pick up a guitar. Almost heaven.
So,
West Virginia.
A classic clip from Brooke Baldwin now.
When you learn guitar.
I like boobs. It's like that I like turtles right. kid.
Yeah.
Remember that classic?
Right. Why? What do you think that was? Was that a game time decision, that line? Or did he think about that line? He's taking a shit. He's like, oh, what am I going to say in this next segment? Oh, I always want to say this line about boobs. It'd be funny.
No, I think he says it a million times. I think that's his go-to.
Oh, okay. I like boobs.
I like the First Amendment and I like boobs. Everyone that listens to the show knows that I like the First Amendment and I like boobs.
Great. What? Hey, imagine listening to a show where you know only two things about a host who's on 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. The only thing I know about him is he likes titties and he likes the First Amendment. Right. God, I hate people sometimes.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right. You're great, zombie. And good times here at the Waterfront.
She's trying not to laugh. Poor kid.
He's nervous.
I like turtles.
That turtle thing came from an honest place. Like, the guy's like,
he's a six-year-old kid who's got face painting. Yeah.
I like turtles, and I don't like talking to people with microphones in my face.
They probably did a pre-interview, and she said, look, we're going to talk to you about face painting. We're going to ask you what you like, what your favorite thing is.
I like boobs.
So in his brain was, what's my favorite? Yeah, right.
I like boobs. No, say turtles. Say anything but tits. Oh my God, what a fucking idiot. Do you think he's ever going to work at CNN again, or is he fucked?
I don't think they'll have him back at CNN, but he'll probably get a promotion at Fox.
Do you think after the camera, they went to commercial break, what do you think it was like with I Like Boobs Man? He's walking around.
He was remote, fortunate. The other two people were, she was in studio. I Like Boobs was wherever he does his radio program.
Yes.
And then the other gentleman who was losing his mind also, was the former ESPN guy was also somewhere in a different studio. So,
it's just the thing is, we have a president who would say that. I have no doubt. I have no doubt Trump could say something similar. It's in the ballpark. We just don't have this. There's just no one out there to tell us how to act. And I don't know. Like, you say you're not supposed to look into sports to find your role models. But where do we find our role models? Or do we need those? Where do we find them?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not the president. I'm going to grab her by the pussy.
Certainly not.
And this guy's like, I like boobs. God, white guys, quit being so fucking rapey. What do you think about that?
I like boobs.
I like fucking boobs. I like boobs. But it's just never, I mean, even on our show, it never occurs to me. I wonder what my listeners are thinking right now. What do you guys want to know? Yeah. How do I feel about tits? I'll tell you. Have a seat.
Amazing.
What the fuck is this guy's deal? Imagine.
A moron. He's
juxtaposed this.
A knuckle dragger.
Jamel Harris used her platform to make an important political statement rooted in some truth.
And look at the profundity you're saying that we get from
this guy's like, I like
from
tits.
Clay Travis.
Show me them titties. God damn, dude, you're a fucking moron. What do you think that sports show's like? Oh my God. I bet you can't even get through 5 minutes of that piece of shit thing. Ugh.
I'm sure it's the epitome of brotastic.
Oh, yes.
White fuckery.
Right. I mean, I was just saying, it's crazy too, because a lot of these sports writers, they're Ivy League types and they don't put up with any of this bullshit. They don't like it. You know, they don't want some idiot running around. I love boobs.
Well, he's on Fox though. Don't you
Don't
you think Fox across the board is
no?
Once you've got the Fox taint upon thee, you don't
maybe
the rest of the industry looks at you like the shitbag you are.
I mean, when
damaged goods,
right? My favorite sports guy is Buster Olney. I listen to his podcast. That Baseball Tonight thing is good. And whenever he talks about Curt Schilling, he reminds everyone. He says, Curt Schilling, controversial, says some really racist, horrible, Islamophobic things. I don't agree with what he says.
You think Clay says that about Curt Schilling?
No, fuck no.
It's got to be the land of misfit toys,
right?
It's the Fox is the spaceship full of diddled kids. being discarded, being sent to Mars.
Everybody's like, imagine you find yourself on that spaceship, but you don't know that the reason you're on there because you got molested. All of a sudden, like, yeah, God.
You went from being in a cage in Subway Jared's basement to now being launched.
I'm on
a colony on Mars.
I'm on Andromeda 7. I'm hanging out of the Lido deck, looking out of the galaxy.
You were locked in a locker at Penn State for how many years?
You know how many kids here are mutual friends with Sandusky on Facebook? All of them.
Oh, fuck. Okay. This story is amazing. And again, when Schittler, our embarrassment in chief, reassured us all that don't worry.
Right.
I always hire the best.
I always hire
I
the
can't
best.
Even say I was going to try to do the imitation. I can't because I was laughing too hard.
It's just so funny.
I like boobs.
I hired the best.
Yeah.
Let's give him a cabinet position. Let's give him minister of titties.
It really is infuriating, dude. Like, I don't even know. What the people at the Emmys were thinking. What were they thinking?
But spicy?
Yeah, man. That really bugs me.
That was Colbert's idea, allegedly.
Oh, I love Stephen Colbert. Well, I don't want to be against Stephen Colbert. But you can't parade these guys out without...
Melissa McCarthy, the look on her face was interesting.
What do you mean? Like
in the audience, she was kind of shocked and a little bemused, but I could be wrong. I kind of read, maybe I was reading into it and projecting, but I almost read into it. I don't think this asshole should be here.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Right.
I could be wrong.
I mean, just think about who he speak when he was this press guy. Think about who he's speaking for. Steve Bannon, Trump, Steve Miller, all these fucking bigoted dickheads and all these horrible racist policies. He's selling Trump's racism. Shoved into fucking legislation to the American people and trying to make it digestible. God, that's evil.
Remember when he told April Ryan not to nod her head?
Oh, yeah.
I see you nodding your head.
Yeah, he said some fucked up shit. Holocaust sinners!
April Ryan, the one that President Trump, when she asked him, are you going to meet with the Congressional Black Caucus? Said, no, I'd like to. Will you set it up? Because she's black.
That's why.
Will you set it up?
See, man.
You guys all have a hotline, right, or something? You rap to each other, a secret
language?
See, that
language? Might be part of the reason Jamel said that at ESPN. She might have said, our president, I mean, at least if you can't say maybe he's, if we're going to say he's not a white supremacist, then at the very least, he's fucked up about race.
No, he's a racist.
I mean, does he think people of color are like a Borg and I can say, hey, so-and-so, I want to meet with the, you know, the Black Caucus. Can you telepathically reach out to them? Because can't you all do that? I mean, he's just fucked up, Trump. He's weird, man. He's weird. At the very least, he's bizarre about everything. I mean, he's bizarre about touching. He's weird touching handshakes. The way, you know,
there's
his physical relationship with Melania is fucking bizarre. Well,
whatever that was over the weekend is amazing. She was speaking. Was it military?
I don't know.
I don't know. There's a bunch of people around behind them.
And
she was speaking. So she was probably like, thank you very much. I'm done.
I like boobs.
I like boobs. I like boobs to done both on boobs.
Good point.
I personally like vulva.
Okay, well. Wow, geez. You got my attention. I apologize.
You had me at vulva?
That remark is not necessary. It's not germane to the fucking news. I apologize. You see, that's how you do it, boobs.
So, boobs. Yeah, Melania finished speaking, and Donald walks up to her as if she were like Mitch McConnell and shakes her hand awkwardly. She almost looks like she's moving in for a hug because word on the street is they're married.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
And apparently he blasted at least one load in there because he's barren.
Right.
But
that's the last time.
But you're not touching me ever again.
Yeah.
But he then they have this awkward stiff handshake.
Stiff.
And like she's not sure what to then do. And he like almost physically spins her around and pushes her in the, in the back. He's like, go sit down.
It looks like really shitty square dancing. It's odd. Do you remember back in the
what's that old French dancing? Remember they used to like throw each other around? There was that
it's le line dancing.
Le fling. I don't know. Anyway.
Le grapevine. Le fling?
You were saying?
Oh, what was that really? Do you remember it was the inauguration? Trump got out of a car and he arrived with Melania. Oh,
yeah, it was when they were going to the White House and the Obamas were waiting on the steps. Donald gets out at from the side that are right on the steps and fixes his jacket a little bit and proceeds to start walking up the steps. Meanwhile, Melania's crawling out carrying a gift for the Obamas and she's got, you know, fuck me stilettos. I mean,
she's
got stilettos on.
She's not fucking around, baby.
And
boobs.
And nobody's helping Melania.
Right.
And she finally walks around. He doesn't even wait for her. He walks up the stairs and shakes hands with Barack. And Barack Obama, like, lets go of his hand immediately to go help Melania up the stairs.
Well, he's, you know, Barack Obama is nice. And again, he's not fucking bizarre. He's just not bizarre.
Right.
But, you know,
Trump is probably like, where is that bitch? Tell her to hurry up.
And you aren't.
Ignore her. She's taking her time.
I mean, honestly, and you aren't appreciating the tough situation Trump is in at that moment. Number one, he's dealing with a woman, his wife. He's not, you know, whatever. I don't know how to be nice to you, blah, blah, blah.
And there are black people.
Now there's black people I got to talk to. Right. What the fuck? It's the worst inauguration
ever.
What
am I going to do?
Jesus Christ.
What am I going to say?
What am I going to say?
What do we talk about?
Hey, Trump, let me help you. I know what you're going to say. Something racist.
They like barbecue, right?
They're weird. Yeah, they. That's what he's thinking. That's what he's fucking thinking.
Barack's like, I went to Harvard.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You organized. You put your name on Miss Universe. He did Miss Universe, okay? Harvard Miss Universe. And people gave him shit because he's a community organizer.
I went to Wharton. How dare you?
God. Just think about all the weird shit people said about Obama. And he's just not that. He's not weird. He's not bizarre. Well,
how many times did he talk about Obama's transcripts in college? Because there's no way a black guy could have been the head of the first editor of the Harvard Law Review. Nor could he get through. I want to see those transcripts. Remember? Where did that come from?
Racism.
I want to see his college transcripts.
You know what, Trump? Here's the thing.
Where's Donnie's?
I don't know. I want to see those. We have seen him. He had fucked up feet and played.
No, his college transcripts. I want to see what kind of grades that fuckwad got.
I mean, there's no way he got good grades. There's just no fucking way.
Unless dad spread some cash around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but the thing is, Trump, Obama and, you know, African-American people, really anyone, if they apply themselves right, you can go to Harvard and do well. It's easy. If you have other things.
So easy.
I mean, if the main thought floating around in your. Well, I'm just saying you can't. You can try. There are things you can do to try. I mean, if you're just not thinking about tits all day. I mean, this idiot on ESPN is like, I like boobs. I am the First Amendment. Damn.
He should run for Republican president.
Yeah.
He'll win.
Well, yeah, that's. How do you feel about
that? Because that's what did win.
Oh, yeah.
Grab him by the pussy won.
God.
I like boobs and the First Amendment.
I remember when George Bush was elected, we were like, well, the way you sort of, I mean, you know, Bush had a lot. We could say that Bush had a lot of bizarre moments.
Sure.
But a lot of that was just he just couldn't say things right. You know what I mean? He just, I don't know. He just said lots of fucked up shit. But like Trump is even worse. Like I would say like people elected George Bush because they wanted to hang out. They wanted to elect a president who was like them. They could have a beer, blah, 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 blah. But I don't understand Trump. Who the fuck can identify with this guy? What, you know what I mean? Like who?
Don't mess with Texas.
I mean, dude, imagine. Would you want to go to Russia on a trip? Wouldn't you be interested in seeing things if you were in Russia? Like, what? Like, do you have a list? Do you think you can...
I want to see that hotel room where that had the golden arches flying through the air.
Just for a second. You like to travel? Isn't there a museum? Isn't there something?
Well, of course.
You could probably...
Yeah, let's go see Lennon's stuffed pickled body and that.
But, like, probably you could at least think of 10 things you could see in all of Russia, right?
Moscow's supposed to be beautiful, of course.
I would never think of time. It's like, I got to set aside some time to have some... people pee on me. I want to watch people pee on each other. I mean, you know, you can do that in New York, dumbass. I don't know.
Where's Hard Rock?
Oh, God, that's the worst. You know, I remember when I was growing up in high school, everybody would have these Hard Rock Cafe shirts. And when they would go away on their family vacations, wherever fancy place people went to, they
shame on you for going to Hard Rock Madrid or something. Yeah.
Oh, Israel. Oh, God. Hard Rock Israel, Madrid, Rome, Italy. God, all of them. What do you want to say?
I told you we met those people in Spain. When I went to Spain, it was in a cafe right off the Plaza Mayor in downtown Madrid.
Oui.
And, right there on the kind of biggie tourist area.
Yes.
All of a sudden I hear, hey, what's going on? I don't know. Oh, man. Well, what are we going to do? Where are we going to eat? And it was literally a guy who worked on the radio in Texas.
I like boobs.
And his wife, who they were on their honeymoon.
Okay.
But they had both been married before, so there were some kids in tow.
Oh, God.
Wasn't worth with them right now.
On a honeymoon?
But they were complaining
about
the fact that they couldn't get food at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon because everything fucking closes with their goddamn siesta.
Well, everybody knows it, right? You would know that if you went there and you'd plan accordingly, right?
And they were complaining, well, they should accommodate Americans.
Oh,
they should have businesses that accommodate us.
Hey, I like boobs.
And they were pissed that not everybody spoke English.
Right.
They're like, if you're in a tourist area, you should goddamn speak English. And they were cartoonish, and I swear to you, they had spent two nights trying to eat dinner,
right.
And she told me that the past three nights, they had eaten at the Hard Rock Cafe, and the Hard Fucking Rock Cafe.
What a waste. How sad. That's criminal.
Well, right. That's Merkin.
Fuck you.
There you go.
They're
in the White House right now.
Wonderful. Go like some boobs. Your kids, everybody likes boobs. I can't believe that fucking guy.
Here's a bizarre one from Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah. He's a boob guy, right? I can picture him saying that. He would be more angry, like, I like boobs.
I don't know.
I like to have
exactly
children. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I got a life force.
What a spectacular!
He really gets down.
Here is
that guy commits.
Alex
man.
Jones and his co-toady, who I think actually replied to one of our tweets dickishly.
What?
Paul Joseph Watson, remember?
Oh, dude, we're famous.
That
I
ass
know
fuck.
That.
Well, our tweet was quoted on the fucking Daily Caller. Remember that?
Oh, God. With Fucker?
Yeah.
Fucker Carlson. I bet Fucker Carlson likes boobs. I like boobs.
Can always tell when something like that happens because there's a tsunami of cuntitude
on
Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, God.
All of a sudden the trolls show up. It's like, what the hell happened? And then we may have been quoted.
God damn.
In a right-wing nut job.
You guys, you're a bunch of fucking Neanderthals. Grow up.
The Blaze, too, one time.
The Blaze?
Yeah, that was a good one.
God.
It's always look at the example of the vicious libtards who are trying to destroy America. Crab diving podcast.
That's right.
Something horrible we tweeted.
I'm not trying to destroy
but funny.
We're not what are we doing? Are we trying to destroy America? Just tell it. Just admit it. You
well,
are
if by trying to make everyone equal,
right?
Hoping that there's equal opportunity, trying to have income equality.
Yes.
Maybe stop the 1% twattage from sucking all the equity and value and life out of the world.
Yeah, and
then yes,
we got to stop cops from shooting black people. That would be good too. We want that.
Right.
And no more dick checking at the bathrooms.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Let people want to get married, et cetera, et cetera.
We're calling out bullshit unapologetically. Get on board. I like boobs.
Here is Alex Jones, and they must have a bug up their flabby white asses about J.K. Rowling. She's a giant liberal.
Right.
You know,
she's fucking awesome.
And she's also brilliant with the retorts on the Twitter. I don't know.
Didn't she write a book?
She was the first billionaire author.
Oh, shit. And she used to be homeless, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
While she was on the dole in Britain, she was looking for work and writing, going to a coffee shop to handwrite.
Dang.
The Harry Potter.
You know, I can't remember not J.K. Rowling. Does she like boobs or no? Or
she might. I don't know if she's ever proclaimed it.
I like boobs.
She'll have to tweet her.
God damn.
Ask her. Excuse me.
Right.
Ms. Rowling.
I like boobs.
Do you like boobs? Here's Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson, one of his editor slime balls over at InfoWars.
Fuck you.
I guess she must have retweeted or responded to him or I don't know. Something about maybe they'll say here. But it almost sounds like she must have responded to something he tweeted about fear-mongering.
Okay.
You know, in a typical, he probably was like, oh, my God, watch out. The Muslims are coming.
Oh, yes.
White people, they're going to rape your daughters and blow people up.
Right.
At the Piggly Wiggly.
At the Piggly Wiggly.
But apparently she must have responded. Here's Paul Joseph Watson serving up a big wah burger. J.K. Rowling was nasty to me. And then listen to what Alex Jones says.
Well, the situation is they're still pursuing this terrorist. They've got the CCTV of the terrorist, right? Because the entire city is covered in cameras.
I forgot that he's a friend from across the pond.
This guy?
Yeah.
Hello.
Paul Joseph Watson.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
The situation is they're still pursuing this terrorist. They've got the CCTV of the terrorist, right? Because the entire city is covered in cameras. They've had it for hours. They haven't publicly released it. So millions of Londoners could be out tonight walking amongst this terrorist.
Because let me guess, I bet he's wearing a nightgown. I bet he's on welfare. I bet he's got a big beard. And I bet he's a piece of crap.
You should see
what the fuck?
The giant grin on Alex's face.
Are you going to play it again?
After he says, it's a giant piece of crap. Look at that grin. Shit. Look at that shit-eating grin. Alex Jones. So he's saying, you know, he's wearing a nightgown. He's got a beard.
The nightgown meaning he's like
a Muslim. He's wearing whatever Muslim dudes wear.
A robe, something. I don't know. They wear
B footage. So we could help the police find the terrorist. Oh, no, let's get offended over Trump's tweets. That's what's more important right now. Insane.
Well, that would be Islamophobic, Paul. As you know, Paul.
Oh, wow. What a shit parade this is. Cernovich.
God damn. Oh, shit.
I believe that's Cernovich ringing in from his basement.
Everybody's racist.
After a terrorist attack, the real concern is there might be an Islamophobic backlash. So that is the reason.
That's what they're saying.
That's what they do. They don't even name the terrorist until like the next day.
That's what they do. They don't even name the terrorists.
You imagine these guys are so fucking stupid. They're more concerned about
Even if London, they didn't release the CCTV, maybe because they had an idea who it was and where he was, and they were assembling to go get him. Or they had it narrowed down. This guy's like, why didn't they put it on telly so that we could all be looking around, looking over our shoulder?
They're trying to fucking catch the guy.
But no, they're trying not to be Islamophobic.
You know what's weird? It's like these fuckers, they want the British government to come out and say, I know that lizard on
there. It's a big lizard on the window.
I want to take a picture of that. That's awesome. That would be a great picture. Fuck.
I've got a lizard on the window.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, the lizards crawl across the windows frequently here at Crab Diving. I've noticed.
Shit. Is that fucking thing going to get in?
There was one in the crab diving bathroom a few days ago that got on the inside of the screen.
Don't let it bite.
But
your
not
dick,
on the inside
man.
Of the, not on the inside of the window itself.
These guys are stupid.
I think it's a gecko. Actually, I looked it up. I think it's some sort of gecko.
Hello.
He wants to sell us insurance.
Why? Let me ask you something. So Schittler, after Charlottesville, he had to take a lot of time before he didn't really, well, yeah, I guess he sort of denounced white supremacy and racism, right? He wanted to make sure he had all the information.
Yeah.
But right after this, he knows for sure. He didn't take him any time. I'm just trying to figure him out. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Here's, I'm trying to skip ahead. This is like a 5-minute clip. I'm trying to skip ahead.
Some nuts. Walking around in a bathrobe.
So Paul Joseph Watson must have tweeted something Islamophobic and horrible.
Right.
And J.K. Rowling called him out on it, apparently. Or she's just calling people out.
And J.K. Rowling's going to lecture me about how I'm afraid while she lives in a gated mansion in the country.
I got an idea.
While she lives in a gated mansion in the country.
Doesn't Alex Jones live in a fucking compound with 18,000 fucking automatic weapons?
And where do you live, you sot?
She has a house with a gate on it. What an elitist.
While she lives in a gated mansion in the country.
I got an idea. Why doesn't somebody do a Koran burning in front of J.K. Rowling's house? Just to point out, if she's not afraid of the Islamicists, you know, just come to her. I mean, how do we get the...
Let's do a Quran burning. He's like... In front of her house.
You know who Alex Jones is?
Let's weaponize those fuckers. Let's see how much she likes the Islamis.
Great idea. Alex Jones is Archie Bunker if Archie never, ever met Edith.
No, yeah, that's excellent. You know? Yeah.
Quran burning in front of J.K. Rowling's house. Just to point out, if she's not afraid of the Islamicists, you know, just come to her. I mean, how do we get the Islamicists to her house? How do we get, do we put an ad out that she's saying 100 Islamicist men can move in with her? Maybe she can, they can, maybe they can genitally mutilate her.
Maybe they can genitally mutilate her.
He said, maybe they can
genitally mutilate her.
Is, okay. Okay. Is, what the fuck?
You're going to ask me a question for which
I'm stymied.
I like boobs.
I'm stymied. How the fuck?
That's the only
is
answer.
Genitally? Genitally, is that a word? Like, gently?
I guess. I don't know. Maybe he can genitally mutilate her.
Genitally.
Come to her. I mean, how do we get the Islamicists to her house? How do we get, do we put an ad out that she's saying 100 Islamicist men can move in with her? Maybe she can, they can, maybe they can genitally mutilate her.
They tried with the refugees. I mean, Mike.
They tried with the refugees.
They tried to have the refugees genitally mutilate people.
I don't know.
God damn.
Paul Joseph Watson's quite a lovey, cuddly guy, isn't he?
How does Alex, yeah, he's a dickhead. How does Alex Jones come up with this shit, though? He's just throwing out, he's an idea guy. I finally understand him. He's an idea guy. He's like, okay, we could have a Quran burning right in front of her house, or we could have a bunch of people. Hey, guys, today we're working together to genitally mutilate the chick that wrote Harry Potter. Right?
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Because apparently, you know, not wanting to treat every Muslim on the planet like a terrorist means you're willing to be genitally mutilated.
Do you think Alex Jones has touched base with Trump this week or anything like that?
Maybe.
I mean, are they in contact?
Who the fuck knows?
I really don't like that. I don't know why. I know why. It sucks.
Well,
it's nuts. These
Trump,
guys are always...
Trump is like, I understand J.K. Rowling will be hosting a genital mutilation party.
You know, I...
This story... God, there's so many... There's
a couple
here.
The GOP, there's such sexist dick bags, misogynist. Trump is hitting Hillary with a fucking golf ball.
Yep.
I don't know. What is that? Misogyny?
Sure.
Cuntitude?
Yeah.
Who knows? This J.K. Rowling, she's getting genitally mutilated per the order of Alex Jones. And this other guy's like, I like boobs in the First Amendment. Is the First Amendment
they
equal
can say
to tits?
It, they can do it. They can say it. Dildo Riley could say all his horrible shit that he wanted, all his sexist bullshit.
What kind of journalist is like, I like the First Amendment and then boobs, or a close second? I mean, the First Amendment's really important to him. It should be, right?
One would think.
It's not like, it's right there with titties, though. It's right there with tits.
Well, they're the two things he trusts, which I guess would be three.
Did he say trust?
Yeah.
How do you trust a boob? To do what? I mean, it's titties. I mean, wait, what?
Hang there, I guess.
These titties are self-aware, and I don't trust them. God. It's tits. You trust my elbow? I mean, I don't know. Weird.
There's a great story out of the New York Times where... Yes.
I trust titties.
Ken Vogel, one of the writers of the New York Times, just lucked into the right lunch, apparently.
God damn.
And heard the two morons. One of them being Trump's personal lawyer, Ty Cobb.
Boobs. Have you seen a picture of this guy?
And
this Ty Cobb?
Yeah.
He's got that twirly fucking villain mustache.
Right.
I mean, shit. Everything's bizarre. God.
So according to this report, White House Special Counsel Don McGahn and Trump's personal lawyer, Ty Cobb, are clashing over Cobb's, quote, indiscretion and unprofessional conduct.
Yes.
As well as differing ideas with how to handle the investigations into Trump and Trump's family. Cobb wants complete cooperation with Mueller's team.
Okay.
Handing over all the documents that get requested.
Right.
He's like, we got nothing to hide, hand over everything.
Okay.
McGahn is concerned about the precedent it would set about executive privilege and shit, I guess. In other words, he's trying to hide fucking something.
Yeah.
Ty Cobb was talking to, I don't know who he was talking to.
Right.
But they were at a steakhouse in D.C. that's a popular place. It's right there downtown.
There's going to be lots of people there, journalists, other politicians.
quote, Mr. Cobb was heard talking about a White House lawyer he deemed a McGahn spy.
No shit.
And said McGahn had, quote, a couple of documents locked in a safe that he seemed to suggest he wanted access to.
Oh, my God.
So he's like, that fucker's got something locked away in the safe. I want to see what it is.
What are they going to do? Break in there and get it?
He also mentioned a colleague whom he blamed for, quote, some of these earlier leaks and who he said tried to push Jared out.
Oh, shit.
It says, McGahn privately erupted at Mr. Cobb.
Squirt.
According to people informed about the confrontation who asked not to be named, describing internal matters. John F. Kelly, the White House chief of staff, sharply reprimanded Mr. Cobb for his indiscretion, the people said. This is for him blabbing out in the fucking restaurant across the street.
Do you think John Kelly has to do that all the fucking time? Do you think he reprimands and yells and scolds? God, I just picture him doing that all fucking day.
Well, there was a story like 2 weeks after he took over that already Trump was pissed. Trump is bored. He liked it when it was an open door and all his flying monkeys could waddle in with whatever Breitbart clip they had or whatever tweet that somebody said something nasty about him.
No more Omarosa. You know what I
mean? That's why.
You just can't have...
That's the story why Omarosa's not allowed anymore. Because she would be like, did you see what this ESPN bitch said about you, Mr. President?
Why don't you have all the former contestants from Apprentice just waddle in there? Have Bret Michaels come in there, dictate legislation. Fuck it. Boobs.
He'd probably rather have the Miss America, the Miss Universe.
God damn.
I want to hire as many former Miss Universes as possible.
Great. I mean, shit, man. I don't know. Bret Michaels, I think, was one of the... Is he an idiot? He's one of the smarter ones on that show.
Who cares?
Who gives a fuck?
I don't think I've ever watched...
He's the lead singer of Poison.
5 minutes of The Apprentice. I really don't think I've ever watched it.
I've watched it a few times.
Is that any good?
No. It sucks. The only good part is when they're playing that really intense music and Cheeto Teats is sitting there licking his lips, looking at all the hot chicks.
Was it Celebrity Apprentice or Regular Apprentice?
I've only seen Celebrity Apprentice, Pat.
Because Omarosa was from one of the earlier ones where it was Regular Apprentice. She was the evil asshole who everyone wanted off.
Right.
She was the villain.
I saw Elaine on there. What's her face? From Seinfeld. Julia Louise Dreyfus. I think, or some other white actress. I don't remember. I really don't. Whatever. Sorry. There's a war on white people.
I like boobs.
Yeah, boobs in the First Amendment. Guy's got three fucking kids, all boys. You better teach him how to act, dickhead.
He did.
God damn. He is. Yeah, you did right there.
Yeah, we're going to get another generation of cunt bags.
Can you imagine you're on the anchor desk, you're sitting there, the camera's on you, the guy next to you's like, I like boobs in the First Amendment.
I you know, in the booth, they were just looking at each other.
What
like,
the fuck did he just say?
Even Brooke Baldwin, throughout everything he was saying, and then when she tossed it to that other guy for his comment.
Right.
She had this perplexed look on her face, like, did did he really just fucking say boobs?
On Wolf Blitzer or Don Lemon's weirdest day, they're not going to say that.
Yeah, Don Lemon.
They're
going to
invoke some weird shit. I mean, what's his face? Wolf said some pretty fucked up shit on CNN, but he's never been like, "I like tits." He's like, "Do you believe in God?" He shamed this woman who just lost her house, just sucked up into
He didn't shame her. She shamed him.
No. He tried to shame her into saying that. He put her on the spot in front of on national TV, live on camera. You got to thank God, don't you? Don't you?
Well, yeah. I didn't. I mean,
that's bullying.
I didn't get the vibe that he was bullying. I think he was. He was in Missouri.
Yeah.
Where there was a disaster.
Arkansas, right? Who cares? It's a fucking difference.
But he...
Listen to us.
It was God's country, regardless.
Oh, yes.
And he had been, I guess, interviewing person after person who was thanking the Lord that the Lord spared their house and knocked down that fucker's over down the block.
Didn't make any sense.
Instead. Thank you, Lord, for sparing us. Meanwhile, a block away, there's leveled houses. But, Wolf Blitzer said, was interviewing this woman, and he said, she left.
Yeah.
And they decided to leave, and their house was leveled. So,
right.
Wise choice.
Yeah.
And he said, so do you you thank God that you got out in time? Do you thank God for that? And she was like, well... Actually, I'm an atheist. And he was like, oh, okay, well.
Yeah, you're right. It was just a weird moment. You're right. If
I didn't get that it was Christo bullying Wolf.
And didn't Kathy Griffin on the CNN New Year's Eve special say somebody was heckling her from the crowd? And he turns to her and says,
I don't go to your job.
Knock the dicks out of your mouth.
Knock the dicks out of your mouth.
CNN, they say some weird shit, you know? God, if I'm the program director, I get everybody in the room and I say, hey, you, no more wormhole, Don Lemon. No more of that weird wormhole shit. I don't want to hear that at a plane crash. Wolf, leave people alone about Jesus. And Kathy, I would say come up with more lines like that because that's pretty funny.
That was pretty fucking funny. That's
a pretty good one. You know?
Brava.
Brava. Is that a different language for bravo?
I thought
it might have been Russian. Brava.
It's all visual, but go to our Facebook page or go to the internets and type in, I guess, Nazi gets punched. The amazing part about this is what happened was this asshole in Seattle. It's fucking Seattle, man. I thought Seattle was all liberal.
Oh, yes.
And he's wearing a looks like a black leather jacket, jeans.
Right.
It looks like a white fucking asshole.
Yes.
And he's got literally a swastika Nazi armband on.
Oh, God. I saw this guy. He looked like he stepped out of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
He was on a bus, I guess on the bus.
He
harassed a black guy. He was first spotted riding a bus. Witnesses say he was harassing a black passenger.
Okay.
Somebody tweeted it or Facebooked it or something. And within moments, the anti-fascists of Seattle mobilized, and they're like, where is that motherfucker?
Let's go get him.
Anti-fascist activists used social media to track him down.
Yes.
He was eventually spotted a little while later on a street corner in the downtown area. He was harassing people downtown.
God,
he got into a confrontation with people. And then at one point, some people started arguing with him about, you know, being an asshole and wearing the Nazi armband. And he was in the middle of saying something about they're on welfare or they get their welfare. And this guy stands up and just clocks him right in the face. One punch, he's down, out for the count.
Right.
We don't advocate violence at all here at Crime Diving.
No, no, listen, you're right. Let's get this bullshit out of the way real quick.
The monkey brain inside of us says,
violence is horrible. Do you hate?
Wow, that's satisfying as hell. Yeah.
It's so sad he got hit, but isn't it wonderful?
We
need Batman. Do you know what I mean? That guy's Batman.
So, yeah, according to BuzzFeed, this happened yesterday. Somebody tweeted out hashtag anti-fascist alert, Nazi shithead seen on D-Line headed to downtown Seattle. Submitter said they were harassing a black man on the bus.
This is like what they used to ride the subways in New York. They wore the berets.
Oh, the
damn it.
Guardian Angels.
There you go. It's just like the Guardian Angels.
The
kind of.
That was at Bigot Basher on Twitter.
Big fan.
At Bigot Basher.
Listen, I denounce violence, but good job hitting the shit out of that Nazi fuck.
It went on Reddit.
Yes.
Man with swastika armband riding D-Line.
Right.
The picture was picked up by a few of the anti-fascist affiliated Twitter accounts that quickly got to work trying to identify him.
Okay.
Who's got intel on this dipshit? Somebody tweeted. one account called at Teeth and Claws posted a text saying that the man in the armband had been spotted on the corner of 3rd and Union in downtown Seattle. He said, be safe out there, folks. Stay free. Stay safe. Somebody texted, hey, so I feel like this is the only thing I could do, but since you know lots of local anarchists, there's a Nazi in downtown Seattle right now
throw
the swastika on his arm, screaming in people's faces. I just passed him on 3rd and Union-ish, so if you know anyone in that area that would like to give him a beating. He's telling everybody he's armed, by the way.
You see, like, that's fucked up. I mean, you know, I get, like, why we have this. I get why we have Bigot Basher. Because for president, we have Bigot. It doesn't call out the bigots. We don't have an adult.
About the same time, a non Antifa affiliated account, just some person in downtown Seattle said, no, downtown Seattle right now, man walking around with red swastika armband yelling at passersby, hashtag what the fuck, hashtag not normal, at Donald Trump on you, dude.
Yes, absolutely. These fucking people are emboldened because we got a fucking president that's got to take his time to call out white supremacists, and by the way, on many fucking sides.
Another tweet, today at Pike 3rd in Seattle, douchebag with Nazi armband walks around spewing racist vitriol, gets socked by a passerby, bus stop cheered.
Damn, yes, I would be clapping.
A few minutes later, a Facebook user shared a picture of the Nazi who had rolled over and was trying to regain his senses.
Yes, I mean,
you
got to
be careful because you can kill somebody.
Yeah, but
this guy put a caption of the Nazi laying on the ground. It says, just watched a Nazi get knocked the fuck out.
Bam. I mean, you know, we don't have anybody in this country being the adult telling people that you shouldn't be Nazis. You shouldn't be white supremacists.
In my favorite story.
God damn.
My favorite account, which I read to you offline earlier.
Yes.
This guy said, I literally just got off a bus and was walking to a movie. and saw some guy being obnoxious up the way, which I'm used to in downtown Seattle. But then I saw the Nazi armband and realized we're dealing with a guy a little more than just obnoxious. I had eaten over 800 milligrams of THC and was way too high for confrontation, so I just held back while two other passersby... with two other passersby to watch what would unfold.
Right.
So he's high as
fuck. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen.
See, that's why weed needs to be legal everywhere.
Yeah.
This is not...
But somebody's got to be not high to beat up the Nazis, though.
Well, okay.
We need Bigot Basher. We need Bigot Basher. Does Bigot Basher have an outfit?
He said he was... He tried to take a video of the punch, but his phone was... He blamed it on his phone.
Yeah.
My phone was too slow.
I can't take videos of shit either, dude. I'm with you. Like, some people aren't the Bigot Basher. Some people have to coordinate and, like, tweet out shit, and you could do shit like that. But some people, they can be the Bigot Basher. You know what I mean?
The man, somebody finally found a video of the actual punch. He says, he can be heard saying, they deserve the welfare.
Oh, God.
Before he's hit directly in the face by a man in a gray sweatshirt. He does not get back up. The camera zooms in on him. As the man out, as a man out of shot says, night, night.
Hey, man, let's start a GoFundMe. We got to get Bigot Basher a cool, like, fucking Batman outfit.
Twitter's
right?
Anti-fascist community, BuzzFeed says, is celebrating.
Hell yeah.
Talk shit, get hit is the headline on one tweet.
Well, you know, it's not like this. It's not because of what he said. Well, it is. He's intimidating people, though, right?
Well, yeah.
Telling people I'm armed.
The Nazi armband is bad enough. Had
it's
he
horrible.
Just been minding his own business otherwise and riding the bus, walking down the street, I still think maybe he deserved a little confrontation, but
yeah.
Maybe not a punch to the jaw.
Yeah, dude.
But the fact that he was harassing people, and then I feel less
right
bad vibes.
Yeah,
with
fuck
him getting sucked.
Imagine, dude, like you know, you storm the beach at Normandy. You're walking around Seattle, and this dickhead's screaming out Nazi shit.
I mean, he hit the pavement. He could have kill somebody literally.
Yeah, yeah
the guy
yeah.
could have been killed. So,
right. Thank goodness
I don't
he survived.
Advocate that at all.
Right,
but.
But,
as I said, the monkey brain in me is going, ooh, ooh, ooh. And
well, there's just no, you know, there's just no justice.
Very satisfying.
Right now, we live in a world where there's no justice. Our Justice Department is that little racist, veiny golem who's like, ooh, I hate black people and shit like that. I'm coming for your weed, you know?
Right.
Our president's a rapey, gross, handsy guy that. You know, he goes on some amazing trip to Russia. His first thing, he's like, hey, who can I watch pee on each other? He's a fucking loon.
At Teeth and Claws describes himself as an active anti-fascist fighter for the last 20 years.
Hell yeah.
Said the punch in Seattle was the coordinated effort of horizontal organizing between concerned neighbors.
Is that a social media term?
I guess.
I've never heard that.
He said, nobody knows who threw the punch and he will not help anyone find out.
Right. Fuck yeah. You don't rat on Batman. This guy's Batman. Good for you. Bigot Basher. I love it.
When asked whether the local anti-fascist knew the identity of the man in the swastika armband, he said, we will know who he is soon enough.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
He'll get social media shamed.
We don't have anything else. I'm sure more will
right.
come out either today or tomorrow about... That will keep our eye holes on that story.
Holes. By the way, follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving. Twek out our Twitter feed. We've got various pictures of boobs on there.
I like boobs.
Mod Gon sent us a set of boobs. We've got a picture of
gosh,
tits. One of those boobs is like a penis.
What?
Is that? Man, that's the point of it or something. It's lots of boobs. Right. The point is. Boobs come in different shapes, colors, all kinds of sizes.
Right, they're like snowflakes.
Follow Crab Diving. They're, you know, they don't melt, though. Snowflakes
melt. Some of the ones in Hollywood
right.
recommend keeping under a certain temperature.
These titties ain't never going to degrade.
Don't whip them out at Burning Man if it's over 105 degrees.
Yeah, they're going to
Your chest is going to look like a Dolly painting.
My titties done evaporated.
I saw that story, Maud Gone. Follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. about the stupid high schoolers who wrote rape on their chests.
What? Why do they do
I
that?
I don't know.
God! Hey, if you got kids...
I don't know the story. Are we sure they're not a...
anti-rape?
Sure, they weren't part of a bigger word and they just stood together to maybe spell out rape to be to laugh.
They spelled the thing wrong.
I don't
they
know
meant
the
to
story
spell grape. The G got all cut up in their armpit. Hey, if you got... Listen, I'm just going to say...
Maybe it's Clay Travis's kids.
Oh, yes. Well,
in high school,
say,
it's three boys.
God, if you have kids, if you're, you got boys, damn, tell them how to treat women, you fuckheads. It's the least you can do. You know what I mean? Don't raise rapists. Clay. Man, I like my daddy likes boobs. And the First Amendment. And the Second, probably.
The four students.
Yes.
The photo was taken during a touchdown against cancer game where other students had painted pink letters to rally against cancer.
Oh, okay. God damn, guys.
They said, this is what we do to Daniel. That's the other team.
No, we rape him. I see. Is that what they're saying?
Four high school students in South Carolina are under fire after spelling out the word rape on their chest during a football game.
How do I say this? That sound like a dickhead. But if you're on a football team and you want to write something on your chest, find a friend that doesn't regularly get hit in the fucking head and ask them if they think it's a good idea or not.
They're spectators.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, I don't know what to tell these fuckers then. Rape! God, you're so stupid.
I don't know what's going on because they're all wearing like Daisy Dukes too. It's very strange.
They're nuts.
With pink. Well, the pink is for breast cancer, I'm assuming.
Right. What are the Daisy Dukes for? So I can see your testicles?
For the football coach.
Right. God damn. What the fuck is happening?
Yeah, I don't know.
Weird.
The,
Ooh.
Posted, they've gotten in trouble, so.
Nobody, these kids, they went, they were at home, they're like, hey, mom, do you have a Sharpie I could borrow? He walks in, no shirt, just Daisy Dukes on. I would ask, like, what are you going to do with this? You're not going to write rape on your
chest
again,
right?
Using
the threat of rape, even as an analogy, is not behavior any school or any parent should or hopefully would condone. Rape culture in high school and college is a real threat to many students. Not according to Betsy DeVos.
Oh, yeah, our education of fucking secretary.
Yeah, what about the poor people who are accused?
Rape? What about, then, hey, Betsy, then why don't you stick up for those bears that you want us to shoot if they, if a bear wanders into the fucking...
Well, yeah, oh, here, perfect. The juxtaposition of a violent message with the breast cancer awareness symbology is of particular concern. The assumption these young men seem to have made is that their position and privilege allows them to make jokes about rape as a viable threat.
And you know what? If you lived in this country, I get why you would think that. Who's that kid who was convicted of rape? He spent 3 months in jail.
Brock Turner.
Brock Turner's face is in a textbook section about sexual assault and rape. So he's the poster child for that. But he only spent 3 months in fucking jail.
All right.
How's that make sense?
Well, you don't want to ruin the poor boy's life, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
All he did was stick it in a girl who was passed out next to a dumpster.
Can you imagine your kid goes to a fucking football game and I don't know why he did it. He takes his shirt off and he writes rape on his fucking chest.
Well,
I don't think
R or A.
Listen, I know you shouldn't beat your kids. It's a horrible thing. But what do you do with that? What are you supposed to do? You're so fucking dumb, you
Maybe
idiot.
Maybe they were trying to spell pear and they... are dyslexic.
Then nothing's good. Then they're fucking idiots. They're dyslexic. No. I didn't mean to say people with dyslexia are idiots. That's not what I meant at all.
These are fucking idiots. And
don't write rape on your chest, fuckheads.
Yeah, I'm hoping the parents like didn't know about this.
You mean
ahead of time.
What are you guys doing in there? God, if you got kids, especially boys, never be afraid to say, what are you fucking doing there? You're not writing rape on your chest or on your penis or anything like that.
What's the rest of the word?
Yeah. What's the rest of the word?
Yeah.
Grape?
You're an R. No, I mean, you only have one kid who's probably, it's four different kids here. I'm assuming it's four different families.
So four different kids got together, big brain trust, and they came up with this fucking idea.
I mean, I guess.
Damn, I'm disturbed on so many levels if that's my kid. Number one, you got some problems with women. We got to figure that shit out. And number two, you're not funny. That sucks. Both of those things are horrible. I mean, the funny thing's not as important as the other one, but geez.
Great job, South Carolina.
Rape! And they did it in front of everybody.
Gleefully, they took pictures and Snapchatted it, said what we do to Daniel.
That's stupid. Who is Daniel again?
Their opposing school.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Right. Great.
We rape them.
Trivializing it. You know what I mean? That's what you're doing with that. Stupid.
They've not been expelled, but they have been punished. This is according to somebody in the school district. This is not acceptable anywhere, anytime.
Expel them.
At best, this is offensive to just about anyone. And at worst, this is traumatic to some. Well, at least they recognize that.
I think it's easier to explain this to the rest of the student body if you expel them. Because if you don't expel them, you have to do something, don't you? I mean, I don't know. God.
What?
Right.
Here's another one. A teacher in South Carolina, this is also a Raw story.
Yes.
A teacher in South Carolina has been placed on South Carolina has been placed on administrative leave after assigning students a question asking them to imagine themselves as members of the Ku Klux Klan.
What? Is that acting exercise? Is this
some teacher being really stupid trying to... The teacher asked fifth grade students at Oak Point. Fifth grade. That's like 12.
God. What are you going to ask? Hey, you're a fifth grade student. Maybe there's some innocence left in you. I want you to imagine you're a tremendous monster racist.
It asked them. God. It says, you are there. You are a member of the KKK. What do you think your treatment? Why do you think your treatment of African Americans is justified?
What? What a horrible lesson. What? What?
A visualization asking them to answer the question, why do you think your treatment of African Americans is justified?
Oh, where did God. You where'd you come up
well,
with
I'll
this?
Well, I'll go ask grandpa. I'll go ask my uncle who was out protesting in Charlottesville waving a tiki torch a couple weeks ago.
Does it never occur to anybody like that? That's the dumbest shit ever. God,
people just don't
so think. Fucking stupid. Hey, imagine you're a Klans member. Why do you think it's good to fucking harass black people, marginalize them? You know what I mean?
Here's a black kid who tweeted out, or a black guy, check it out, family. I need y'all to help me. This is my little 10-year-old nephew's homework assignment today.
Wait.
He's home crying right now.
Yes.
The teacher's name is Carrie Roberts at Oak Point Elementary in Irmo, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Right outside my hometown of Columbia, South Carolina. How could she ask a fifth grader to justify the actions of the KKK?
Well, I tell you what. If I'm in charge of that school, she's not asking fifth graders anything else. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
You're fired. Go work somewhere else, stupid.
I mean, is she,
what the fuck?
Is she, I guess I'm trying to give a benefit of a doubt for 5 seconds.
No.
Is she trying to prove that there's no justification for what you do the black, you know what I mean? Like, is she trying to teach the kids a lesson? Like, you shouldn't be racist. There's no excuse for it.
Why don't you just say what you just said?
But that's not a thought experiment for 12-year-olds.
We don't
want to
be cute with how we teach kids about racism.
Yeah.
We don't want to be cute with it. Just teach them. Just tell them. Don't use some fucking weird...
High school. I would do that in high school for juniors or seniors, maybe, as a thought experiment.
No.
Because they're already racist little fucks if they're going to be. But I 12.
But
I don't...
You know what?
11 or 12?
I don't know.
You don't try to ask them to...
Right.
Play the intellectual game of empathizing with racists. Hey, kids, imagine you're a Nazi flinging Jews into an oven.
Right.
How did you feel at that moment?
How do you compartmentalize that? So are you teaching kids how to be sociopaths?
Maybe.
Hey, kids, imagine you're John Wayne Gacy. How do you live with yourself? Write me a 500-word essay.
What the fuck, South Carolina? Really? You win the day. Holy shit.
You guys are fucking fucked in the head. No offense. God. Wouldn't you lose your mind?
I think it's
mind?
A different school district.
Is this the same school?
No.
You got kids walking around with rape on their chest, and then they're like, yo, who are you today? Oh, I'm the Grand Kleagle. I'm pretending to be anyway.
Amazing.
Wouldn't you lose your mind if that's your kid's homework? Like, what the Fuck.
We got to go in like 2 minutes, but we mentioned Justice Roy Moore.
Fuck you.
Of Alabama.
Right. Jesus Christ.
He was at an event. This is from The Hill.
Doesn't Alabama need an emergency manager? Come the fuck on!
The Hill reported that Roy Moore is campaigning somewhere. And
in hell.
He was at a campaign event lamenting about divisions within the United States.
Okay.
He said, quote, "Now we have blacks and whites fighting. Reds and yellows fighting."
What?
Reds and
God damn, man.
He means Native Americans and Asians. They just don't get it. They just don't. Like boobs and the First Amendment.
I feel like we need Barack Obama back, and he just needs to sit down with everybody and just talk to everyone and say, okay, we need to figure out a few things. I got these kids are sitting around in high school with the word rape written across their chest. Are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck? Right. Ah, damn.
Oh, man.
What do you tell your kid after that? You're stupid.
I think that's a bad move. I'm a First Amendment absolutist. I believe in only two things completely. The First Amendment and boobs.
God damn you, idiot.
Thanks for joining us where's my music? Thanks for joining us this lovely Monday. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher.
Yes.
Crabdiving.com. Leave us good reviews everywhere. It helps us out here. And right. If you're going to buy shit, buy it through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Bookmark that shit, whatever you buy. We get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
It only helps us out here. Right. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Follow him on social media at RatedRComedy or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody.
God damn. Bye. Fucking idiot.
Wait, I'm trying to find that clip again. Oh, here we go.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.